Welcome everybody, Shin number 1405. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Mabar and Zisel, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, Lerfu Shalem Rafal Moshe Chaim Ben Chana, getting back to the halachas of Hachana Lachel. Okay, so the Sefer Eitz Halachas brings down, and again, we're still talking about dishes, quite a number of various different halachas of dishes, obviously, and it's something which comes up every single week in every single household in reference to washing dishes, how to wash, what you could do with the dishes, and so on. In general, most people use dishes on Shabbos. I mean, if somebody uses plastic, they do have, nowadays, they do have very nice, of course, a little more money, but they do have this very fancy type plastics and so on, which some people use, if they have to avoid, in order to avoid the, problem of washing or the room. So just time to use plain plastic, okay, but they want to look nice to cover Shabbos, so they'll use the nice fancier type of plastic, which some of the, some of the plastics are really look almost like dishes. We once had somebody at our house, and they were looking at the soup bowls that were these plastic soup bowls, and they said, "You wash this?" So we're like, "No, it's a throwaway." But the woman said, "It's like it looks so close to a regular dish. I mean, mamish, it's something that many people would just wash and use again." So I'm not talking about Shabbos. I'm talking about in general. So that there is such a concept of using these fancy plastic dishes that are really throwaway, but many houses still use regular dishes, obviously the cover Shabbos. So the question comes up, if somebody has the Sefer Eitz Halachas brings down from the Shas Teshuvas Marks Elio interesting concept, which is we know the halacha is if somebody has, let's say for example I have 10 glasses, right? We spoke about this, is pretty clear in the Shulchan Aruch. You have 10 glasses, 10 cups, and now the question is, so they want to use one, right? So we said even if somebody just wants to use one, in general, it is a little bit of a machlokes. If you have clean dishes, the same type of dishes, you have to bedavka, put those away. Okay, but be it as it may. So they want to use one, right? So they want to use one. So they're allowed to use, they're allowed to clean, they're allowed to wash, let's say, all 10, right? So the same thing would be by, let's say, a soup bowl, right? I want to use one soup bowl, and I have 5 or 6 soup bowls. So I'm allowed to wash off all 10, or 5 or 6, or whatever, how many. Many soup bowls. I might use this soup bowl, then I might use the other soup bowl, right? So the same thing by each dish, but it has to be one at a time. In other words, what we're saying is the Sefer Eitz Halachas says, let's say somebody has, it's a case in time, it says like this, in our Siman Shin Chav Gimel, Ois Chav Zayin, Mishi Yesh Li Harbei Kelim Meluch Lachlum, somebody has a lot of dishes on the counter, in the sink, or whatever, Vein B'dayte L'shtamish Behem Oid B'Shabbos, and they're probably not going to use them on Shabbos, right? So then you can't wash them. We know you're not allowed to wash them. B'koshab Lo Lahamte Mila But he says, right, but it's very hard in this case in time. It's very hard for the person to wait till after Shabbos, but still you can't wash it. That's not an excuse. So yachlit b'dayte l'shtamish b'al kol ponim b'kli echad b'kol min v'min. So let's say somebody wants to make less dishes, right? So let's say, for example, like the fish dishes, right? The person says, okay, good. So I'll take a piece of fish, right? So I wash off the fish dishes. Let's say 5, 6 of them are fish dishes. I'll wash those, right? But I'll use one. But you have to really use one. It's not just a game. A person says, good, so then go take a piece of fish, right, of shalash sudas sometimes, whatever the case is, and use one of those dishes. So then in that case, you would be allowed to wash not all the dishes, but only that, like he says, we call min v'min. You could go in imreitza ladiach kares amukas, he says, for example, let's say you have soup plates, right, and a person says, okay, good, so I want to just get rid of the soup plates, as they say, so you wash off the 6, 7 soup plates, so a person has to know, when they're clean, they have to take one of the soup places, soup plates, and eat some soup, sometimes fruit soup, okay, whatever the case might be, whatever, but or to use the plate, right, for something that a soup plate is made for. Yishtamish b'al gaponim be'echad mehem. You have to use at least one of them. And not that it should be, well, maybe I'll use, maybe I won't. No, you have to, he says the word yachlit b'daitoy. I'm going to use one of them, right? I'm washing the fish plates, but I'm going to use one of them. I'm going to go eat a piece of fish. Same thing. I'm going to wash the glasses, but I'm going to use one of them. So he said glasses is much easier because a person drinks anyways all day long. But when it comes to eating, this is something he brings down that could be done. from, he brings her from the Shalos that she was Magzelio, V'hal Pi Mashikosav the Mutal Lasei Sarah. He wants to say Veshuv Mutal Leledich Kulim Bishvil Echad. But it is, so he says V'chai Gavne, he says further Mutal Leledich Kulam, but each. In other words, each set at a time. The mutter, so if a person knows, well, there's no way I'm eating any, I'm going to use the soup plates, so then you can't wash any soup plates, obviously. Even if you wash all the fish plates, let's say, I'll wash off all the fish plates. I know I'm going to be eating fish, right? I'm shalish sudas, but I'm not going to be eating soup, so then you can't wash the soup plates. So that's what he says. The mutter la diachafi, and of course they're dealing with a person's going to wash the right way, no hot water, no sponges, no hot soaps, and all that stuff which we spoke about in the past. So he says, the mutter la diachafi, a person can even wash 10, because they need one. That's the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Kevin dechal echad roi loy, because I might use this one and I might use that one. Now I have to say there are others who argue that it's not so simple to say that the person, you know, just because they want to wash, so they'll put in their mind, well, now I'll go eat a piece of fish. But if it's a case in time, mamcha person is stuck. And they have their small kitchen, small counter space, or whatever. They just don't have room, you know, to go wash all the dishes like that. It can be done. But if somebody figures, you know, whatever, they'll get rid of at least the fish plates, make a little more room. So doing it like that, or I'll get rid of the dinner plates, make more room, and I'll go use one of the dinner plates to go eat my salad or whatever it is they're going to eat. Let's say for shalos sudos, I'm just giving an example. So then, that would be fine, but only, in conjunction with washing that one type of dish. Because of the maisa, that's the halach in Shulchan Aruch. You need, although you need, only one or two, you're allowed to wash 7, 8, 9, 10, because whichever one you want to choose, you could choose. Thank you for listening. Atzalacha Merocha Kol Tov.